Coming up this Saturday, it's a very special Holiday on the Ridge in North Ridgeville from the Chamber and Visitors Bureau. We have Marjorie Snyder. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning. I'm very excited about this year's event.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about what people will see, what kind of things maybe are new or just old favorites that people can visit this coming Saturday.
Well, the big news is we are back to having 8 craft shows, and that's what brings the people from everywhere. I'd like to list them if you don't mind.
Oh, go right
quickly.
Ahead.
Sure. St. Peter's Church, St. Julie Billiards, the North Ridgeville Senior Center, Fields Church, Ranger High Tech Academy, Hometown Vendors, and Sugar Ridge Baptist Church and First Congregational Church. Now, because of COVID last year, we were unable to have any craft shows, and we're very excited to have them back this year.
I bet those crafters probably have been working, making all sorts of crafts this year. So
oh, yes, absolutely. Our kickoff this year is at My Wood Loft, and it's 10 a.m. this Saturday, and they're having some special events. Heather Johnson from Northridge Health is going to have a hot chocolate bar, which she had last year. Now, she's unable to have Holiday Ridge at her business, but she goes into My Wood Loft and has a hot chocolate bar, and it's delicious. And they're going to have a choir there in Santa at My Wood Loft, and that's on Center Ridge Road. Now, anybody can go to our website, nrchamber.com, and there's a total map of everything that's going to happen. We have 24 locations with open houses. Now, two things I want to mention. Once again this year, the Key Club and the Kiwanis is having their pancake breakfast at the Academic Center in North Ridgeville, and we have our tree lighting by the mayor at 5 p.m. at South Central Park. So, I mean, we have a full schedule for Saturday, and it's very exciting to get back to normal.
Marjorie, take us through the process of how these businesses got involved in this.
Well, what happens is this is run by the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau, and that is a part of the Chamber of Commerce. And some of these businesses have been involved in Holiday on the Ridge for close to 30 years. Now, every year in September, we start gathering information about possible open houses. And every year, we get new people. And the exciting thing about North Ridgeville is that with the completion of Center Ridge Road, there are new businesses coming in, and several new businesses are involved in this year's schedule.
And is My Wood Loft, where the kickoff is, one of those new businesses?
No, it's relatively new in the last couple years. It's a refit. The store is worth visiting only because it sells reclaimed wood, and that's a big popular thing for decorating these days. And it's very interesting to see some of their products made out of tree trunks and reclaimed woods.
I'm also looking at some of the different ones as we talk through here. Ranger High Tech Academy as well. That sounds like a fascinating stop on your list.
Well, that's part of the North Ridge Schools, North Ridgeville Schools. And that's a special school for special students. And they're having a really interesting craft show there. But it's craft this year. So I'm very excited, and we have a number of people that were interested in participating.
24 locations on the Holiday on the Ridge, and of course, is the I'd say the brand new Center Ridge. People can drive down there if they haven't been in that area for a while, and to see all the different businesses. But not only on Center Ridge, but also on Lorraine as well. So, quite a visit throughout North Ridgeville on this Saturday.
Yes, I can't wait.
And what time does it start again?
The kickoff is at 10 a.m. at My Wood Loft at 39097 Center Ridge.
Right.
It's out by Riddell, out way west.
Yeah, and of course, this is all sort of, you know, self-guided. You can go to any of the locations you want, or look on the map and find which ones are close to you, or travel to other parts that you maybe have not gone to. But it's kind of a nice opportunity to go into businesses that sometimes may not always be open or have, you know, sort of consumer goods, as it were, but it's a chance to see it. But I'm excited. How many craft? You said eight craft?
Eight craft shows.
Wow.
Mostly churches, but people do their Christmas. This is their opportunity to do their Christmas shopping, and everyone's excited about the craft shows.
Right. Is your chamber decorated yet? Have you decorated the Visitors Bureau area?
Well, we moved. We're in the building. We were on Lorraine Road. Now we're at in the Green Quest building behind Bistro 83. We have brand new offices, and it's very lovely. So we're in that complex behind the restaurant.
Oh.
And it's a brand new location. Come in and visit.
Well, you went from the south to the north part of the city.
Yeah, we were in beside Don Mold's right. on Lorraine for 30 years. And we were given the opportunity to have an office by Bud Hagee from Bistro 83 in the Green Quest building behind Bistro 83. Oh. And I love the new office. It's very light and cheery and very nice.
Yes. You get to enjoy the roundabout every day, practically. Or do you kind of
Oh, we love that roundabout. Bistro 83 has a room called the Roundabout Room for parties.
Wow. Excellent.
So,
that's great. Well, of course, if you're next to Bistro, then your lunch hour is not too bad, or after work as well. It's a nice place to be in a good area of North Ridgeville. Just one of the many different locations that people can look at as they get the Holiday on the Ridge. Again, you can go to nrchamber.org.
.com.
So, or you check out your Facebook page as well. You'll get the brochure that's there as well. Marjorie, we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to some nice weather and hopefully a good day Saturday for people to kick off the holiday season at the Holiday on the Ridge. Thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much. You too.